There was a friendly Hebrew son of St. Patrick by the name of Robert Briscoe, who became Lord Mayor of Dublin twice. He was a great Irish rebel, as a matter of fact, a great Jewish Irish rebel, which gives us an excuse to sing a song that is the only Irish Jewish rebel song in captivity. And for those of you who don't know, it needs a little explaining. It's sort of old. At one time, the Irish language, Gaelic, at least it's called Gaelic everywhere else, but in Ireland, naturally enough, it's called Irish. This language is forbidden by British law, and this song was written to ridicule that situation. It's about a Jewish merchant who came to Ireland and went to a small country town where he opened up a store. And over his store, he put his name in Hebrew. Now, this very ambitious British policeman came along, took one look at the Hebrew, assumed it was Gaelic, and dragged the Jew into court. And the song is concerned with the trial of the Jew. The song wasn't written so much to show the great love between the Irish and the Jews, so much as it was to show the stupidity of the British.